Fine. The Gemara brings down that, yeah, Mishnah says Esrig Hayavish is going to be Pasul. That Esrig is going to be Yavish. Do we have a Gemara over here?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Esrig Yavish is going to be Pasul. Fine. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph brings down that Abraham Shavuot of Kishem Shem Poisim and Kishem Shem them. Lo Yimotza Esrig, you shouldn't bring a Pirish Rimon, V'lai Davacher. Kimushin Sherem Yavishim Psuman. The Gemara says that if you have something which is kamish, which means somewhat dried out, it's going to be kosher. Mashenkein, if it's lagami, dried out. If it's yavish lagami, it's going to be pasul. So, because we have often the Gemara saying that yavish is pasul, yavish is totally dried up, and mashenkein, if it's kamish, if it's somewhat dried out, it's going to be kosher. What's the soira pasulis of yavish? So, Rashi on Chavtesim Abay says, the be'inan mitzvah mederet zekseiv zekeil manveyu. Shteit and Rashi, the reason why it's going to be pasul is out zekeil manveyu. And that's what? What do you say? Okay, right. And you could maybe make chalukim. Yeah. Taisus over there says that can zayin the ma'isa the zekem is on the chachila. The reason why it's possible is like the Gemara says that it's hayavish. The reason why it's possible is out. It's supposed to be out. The hiddur shabbai, there's a din that you'd have to have hiddur in dalaminum, and something which is dried out is going to be a concern in the hiddur. So, going to Bashar's state, the Gemara says Yavish is pasul, and Kamish is going to be kosher. The problem is that the Goyis Shri and the Mordechai both seem to say that Kamish is going to be kosher. The Goyis Shri and Chav Gimel. Esrig, Kamish, Menumah, Shu, Pasul, being on Rav Yah, that Esrig, which is Kamish, Menumah, Shu, Pasul, afterwards you cut it off, he has a discussion, someone can discuss Latin Hemshech, something which is Pasul, can go in and be Machshirat. You have something which is, there's a dry spot, you want to cut it off. Or we spoke about it last month, a little by Lulav, you have something which is split, you want to put it together. Something which had a Chalois Pasul, this is a Shaykh, afterwards going to be Machshirat. It's like the Rav Yah, that if you have something which is Kamish, Menumah, which is Pasul, if the afterwards you cut it off, so then he said he handled his kosher as pasul. But upon him, shtena goes to shri that kamish is going to be pasul. The Mordechai also Shindun also says that the mashmais and Mordechai is that kamish is going to be pasul. The shaila is the chayrit is the befeirish gemara. The Gemara says clearly in daf lam and aleph from aleph. I think Gemara says that yavish is pasul and kamish is going to be kosher. Therefore, the magen runs out to Mia that. What's the pshat? As we say, in the chayrish state, clearly the Gemara is going to be kosher. And how can they come along and say that it's going to be possible? So the Beis Yosef says, the Magram is on the Beis Yosef, who says it's some type of test that things like this. He says that Sarkin, it's a bad thing. The Chacham laughs. Kulon Kolishim Ksheim. Behavior Rosh Menurchem. Them is a Mordechai Mash Mekamish Basel. Shkasev Kashev Satzachak. Mordechai says Kashev Satzachak. So the Beis Yosef slaves some type of test says that the Gersa is not Kamish. The Gersa is going to be Kamish. There's two different Gersas in Mordechai, and he says that. The proper girsa is going to be that kavish is pasul as opposed to being kamish. He says he brings right in Ebe that has to be. He said who did not go to Sri? He says that which it says that kavish is going to be kasher doesn't really mean kamish is going to be pasul doesn't mean kamish it means yavish and he proves that in Ebe that has to be. We have to, so far that Gemara Pashas Lama Aleph says that Kamish is going to be kosher. We have a Mashmoitz of the Mordechai and the Goyish Shri, maybe it's going to be possible. Now, Kavi Shainim. And the Mangan of Ram wants to say that either change the Gerson, the Mordechai. In the Goyish Shri, he says, Minei Be, it's Buchak. It doesn't really mean, when it says Kamish, it doesn't really mean Kamish. When it says Kamish, it means Yavish, and he proves that it's going to be Minei Be. Akapanam, the Mice of the Pashtas of the Gushi and Mordechai, both of them, definitely the stomach of Adava, and the way they shoot this, we don't like making Gersha changes. The Pashas Adava would simply say that Lemaisa Kamish is going to be possible. Lemaisa, can I bring you Mishmur? Lemaisa, the Gemara says that it's going to be Kasher. So the Rabba, which the Shatzian brings down, says the Malach Adava is that Lemaisa is a Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. Yes, we said the Arabs of Sarah Hachma. Why is Tamach Min the Kavish Mishnah to Isid, Rice, Lambav, Esser, Tapuach, Suach, Kavish, Puzzle, and the Bahag had a Girsa over there, Kavish. Being that the Bahag over there had a Girsa Kavish, so now we have. Bryce is pleading the Hadadi, my team, Lahachmer, that the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav says that Kamish is going to be possible. Not like Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph and Mechalik said Bryce is, and therefore we go to Chumra like the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav as opposed to the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph. So Mr. Brew himself is Doicha the Elia Rabbah. He says, Lamaisa, come out, call Rishonim, say, not like that. And the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav, he says, the Gersa is Kavish according to most Rishonim. Therefore, Mr. Brew comes out that Kamish is going to be Kasher. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Ma'is, we have to reshine him. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan, Taf Reish Men Tatsaf Hei. Bahag heavy brace daf lamvav vav esek tapuach suah kavah shalak pasul. He's on the Bahag. Bahag says that daf lamvav says esek tapuach suah kavah shalak is pasul. Bahag it's a kamish like kavish. It says kamish like kamish. He's at sechlam hak kibushim kshem. He levada esek or borosh zogis or kechem shalal. He's a pshita the kamish pasul chayish hiras kakasay rab. The kesef comes out like this. So basically, more daf lamvav says kamish is definitely going to be kasher. We have a Bahag goes to Shri Mordechai, which sound like it's going to be pasul. What the Mahalach Adav is that the holding Gemara Daf Lamed Vav had a gears to that Kamish is going to be possible, and therefore we say it's Machlokes Hasugyas. Chayim Pasgal Yarav Aruch Hashulchan. Mashingin Mishavur goes with Kris Rishonim that Kamish is going to be kosher. I think Gemara Daf Lamed Vav most are Garis Kavish, and in the Rishonim the Agulis Hasri and the Agulis Hasri and the Mordechai says one's a Tais Sefer, and the other one he says is Menuchim Mevei when he says Kamish doesn't Mamish mean Kamish means that it's really going to be Yavish. Fine. That's when they get Esek HaKamash. Now I'm going to get Esek HaYavish. Yavish is something which is totally dried out. So, B'dakal, the things you're going to get are not going to be dried out. I mean, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, there are Dalaminim all over the place, and a lot of Dalaminim, and we have a very Mehudetik Dalaminim. Like we mentioned in the last month, like the Brisker Rav would be like, you know, anything you guys are buying, I mean, unless you're going very cheap stuff, it would be. You know, even seventh heaven to have the aluminum that we have. You know, Baruch Hashem, there's many things around. We have very hudidika aluminum. So that all the aluminum which we have are not going to be dried out, and they're going to be nice and fresh, and they'll be good sun. What could be negay is that the shaylah, some people, they want to, I guess, more for shtick, not just saving the money. They save, or that's, they have esek from last year, and they keep it around. The shaylah, they keep esek around from year to year. The question is that going to be kosher or apostle? So Amar brings down esek, shehu mishana she'avra, Vade Yavashu Apostle. Brings up a Meril. If it's a year old, it's 100% Yavish, no Shaila, and it's going to be Apostle, and nothing to talk about, and you can't use it. What's up, Shadi? Efshe Shims Velechav, let's say, tell us a Debedika, no point in checking it, because it's not Shaykh for it to stay kosher, and therefore it's definitely going to be Apostle. The Taz is bothered by, like, Mechateso, like, who said that such a thing as this? It says, like, why not? It says, Mashem Aloy, Mabdikaskot. Says the Ma'aseh, the Loshon Shuvus Maril, Esek Yoshen from last year. The Efshel Shlo Yisavet Sheyavishus. This is a Vade Pashas Mashem L'Shoyne. The Pashas Mashem L'Shoyne is that it's Vade B'chal Yavishushu, and it's going and definitely B'dika. And it's Matmiya on the Ramah. What should the Ramah sounds like? It's Vade Pasi can't do B'dika. The Chayro, why not? No, the Chayro. You should be able to go ahead and do bedika. And he says, the feast that one who runs in this year, bunny, shalai mahani by bedika schat. Says the mice, we see it looks gesund. Therefore, it should be mutter to go ahead and check it with a bedika schat. And the Shartzian brings down that from the Bikri Yaakov, I have Esrig, which lasted more than a year. He saved it and he tested it out, and the mice is good, and therefore he wants to say that the chiyagav is going to be kosher. And Shatzin says, "Efshar gamagoyin moide b'fizah b'umai rak v'stama." Maybe even those who are machmer would say that it doesn't work. That's only minastam. But if you see that he found a way how to store it, then the chiyagav in that situation is going to be kosher, and it's not going to be possible. What do you say? So the machalikis is in a stamai, right? Well, if there's machalikis and the mishpus is not good, the machalikis is you have a stam esrog, right? You just kept it around. So do we say there's like 1,000% chazaka that's not going to stay around and it's possible, or no? Maybe you can go ahead and do bedikas chut and go ahead and check if that's going to be good. Zok the Bikri Yaakov that if you store it around and you're doing the right oifah, then maybe in that situation he checked it out, it was good, and therefore you're good to go. It's like the Mishabu, come here, Bichai Gal, everyone agrees, and there is no machlokes. So the gay is like this. Right? Nowadays, they have ways of storing. You store it in the fridge, and you wrap it up, and you do it in a way which is going to stay around. And the Maisa, it is very shy for some to keep it from year to year. So the Shaila is that something which is kashal chachila or not? The Maisa, we said, everyone always says that's going to be muscle. From the last year, Vade is going to be muscle. And the Shaila is, if you're doing it in Surah, which you keep it around, and you store it in a ifen in the freezer, and you wrap it up properly, is that going to be kosher? Is that going to be possible? So my basically can say that. What's the Makar Darmo? What's it coming from? What is it? What? It's a Metzias. Is it a Gemara? No, it's a Metzias. Not based on a Gemara. It's not a Tekanas Chazal. Sometimes it's a Tekanas Chazal. We can handle. Okay, we don't like changing Tekanas Chazal so quickly. Day, whatever. This is not a Tekanas Chazal. This is my real side. The Metzias is to keep it around for a year. It's probably going to be dried out, and therefore it's going to be possible. It's not Takano Vage, you're saying that was Messias. But nowadays we have a system which works and you can keep it around and it's not an issue to keep it around. About Chiyai Gavna's Pashur Bar, that's not going to be a problem and that's going to be kosher. The Meryl is just saying, based on his Messias, that's what he said. About the situation where you keep it around, it's going to be kosher. Therefore, the Sheva Levi and Aleph Kafayim Vav. It's like Pashutim that's going to be kosher. He just says, like, Dara Gavi, something a different channel. It's Kavish, not Kavish, but he says Pashur Bar. That nowadays, if you esrig, which you put in a makar mishon l'shon, if there's a chash, he's telling us kavish. So he says, as kavish is not a problem because kavish is only water. Here's not water, and it's pashul bartim.
Probably dies after like a day or two.
Okay. Now the shaila is, does it die after a day or two? So Moshe and Tshuva says that if the metzias is Moshe Aleph Kapeh, that esrog you kept around from the year to year. If the metzias is that when you take it out, the case was like they put esrog in last year. That's very good at beginning of Sukkot. After 8 days, if they took it out, it got all spoiled. They want to know, is it a raya? I'm not sure, but what would be the difference? Yeah.
You'll come back for a week.
And the person put it in the freezer, and after a couple of days, he says, very good at the beginning of the Sukkot. I imagine he's using it every day. Yes, it sounds like I'm saying. I imagine he's using it for Sukkot, put it in and out. When he took it out of the freezer, when he took it out of the fridge, he took it out and it was spoiled. Is it a raya that he was never yoitza? Why is it never yoitza? Because being there right now, we see that it's spoiled, so it's like chacha that always there was a simon that there's a problem there, and therefore it's always going to be kukal and it's going to be possible. What? What do you say? So he starts with the Gemara, which was seen in Hamshech, that the Gemara starts with some guy has so many trefus. That is nodly so many trefus, but it's not yet possible. That's not nodly so many trefus. It's nimuach. and it's right now not there yet, do you say it's going to be possible or not? Because when Moshe comes, you have to be machmer that if the Sivus HaPsul is here, it just didn't come out yet. It didn't come out yet. It didn't go all the way through. It's like Moshe that he says, "Let me stop them while something with Sias the Bar Yoloi appears to af." Therefore, he says that, do you say if you have a Sibus HaPasalus here, but it didn't become Pasal yet, you have a problem over here, it's going to dry out. And it's going to be Sapesh for Nifsal. Do you say the Sibus HaPasalus here, it just didn't come out yet, that's Pasal? Or you say, until it comes out, we say it's going to be cautious. Therefore, Moshe comes out, Maskana, you have to be Machmer in the Sugi over there. And therefore, Moshe says that if the Sibus HaPasas is here, it just didn't come out yet, then you have to be Machmer. Then he first says, you have to use a palm, you check a whole bunch of times. Maybe it's not see where it's possible. Therefore, we should check a lot of soygen, put it in the freezer, take them out and see. And see whether it spoils or not. And if it spoils, then we're going to say it's a problem. If not, it's not going to be possible. So Moshe is saying that basically that if you keep it from year to year in Echonami, if it's still lach, then it's going to be kosher. But if we see a rats after, shortly afterwards, then we have to be chushish for the tzad to say that Sibus HaPasas was here. And therefore, you have to be machmer. And if you check a whole bunch of soygim and see the Sibus HaPasas here, you have to go and be machmer and not consider it kosher. Am I slipping that from Rabbi Yasha says that the reason why we take it out of the freezer, it's going to get the sapish, is not because there's a problem right now with Esrig. The reason why it's going to get a problem is because the hot cold. When you take something from freezing and you put it into the change of temperature, that's going to make it sweat, that's going to make it, okay, fine, but he said, the fact that he argues in the Messiah syndrome in the Mishra, that if you take it out, it's going to be passless, and he's worried about the Sibus HaPasalus is here, he says, not really true. The Metzias is not the pshat that Sibus HaPasalus is here. The reason why it's spoiling is just because of the hot cold. It's not mitzvah that Sibus HaPasalus, and therefore he says that Lamaisa would not be a problem. So, kids, Alok Lamaisa, if you have an Esek, which keeps Shalom Lashana. The what? And therefore what? And then when it stays from year to year, you mean? Now, what's called a year? What's called what's according to Moshe? He say what is it? It'd be the amount of time that it's minastam. What? No, he's from 8 days by Eva. No, 8 days. He's saying how many days? Actually, I don't know. It's the study of is you have to ask. He probably has a son-in-law. He has a son-in-law, like, scientifically, at what point do we say that when it rats, is Sibus HaDavar here, or just came later? That's what it's based on. Fine. Okay, so this case is really not so shkiach. I think people do more of a shtick, I'm saying. What's called last year's asterisk? What does it mean, Mishnah Shavra? How did I learn? What do you say? What? I saw the Abramino book brought down from Frankievsky that it has to be from last year's Sukkot. Like, not sure why. It seems like that. But it says like before last year's Sukkot. Okay, look, if you put it after last year's Sukkot, it's not called Shana Shavra. That's the right side of that. I thought that was a little interesting. Fine. Okay, what's the morning gaze? It's still you have Chaser. Chaser. In a lot of Moirai Ra, Chaser is like the main thing by Esrig. And they'll tell you that Rav Esrig and Chaser and they're apostle and they're not right to use. By a lot of Rabbanim, Chaser doesn't come out, doesn't exist. And you'll never ever see a Chaser by them. And the Shaila is where's it come from and what's the Pshat in the Muffin? What's the Pshanah Machlekes? The Mishnah says, Nikiv v'chaser kol shul pasul. It says, Nikiv v'chaser kol shul is going to be pasul. Then the Mishnah, the Sefer Mishnah says, Nikav lechaser kosher is going to be kosher. So the Rebbe says Nikav lechaser kosher is going to be possible. The Sefer says Nikav lechaser kosher, then it's going to be kosher. So Gemara Daf Lamed Vav says that Tani Ula Bar Chanina Nikav means Nakav Mefulish B'Mashu. If it's Nakav Mefulish B'Mashu, Mashen Kain She'ein Mefulish is going to be Issa. If it's Nakav Mefulish B'Mashu, if it's not a Nakav Mefulish, then it's going to be Issa. Yeah. So the big machlok is that that which is nikev v'chisrim is pasul. Is it two psulim? There's a pasus of nikev and there's a pasus of chaser. What the pshat is, there's one pasus of nikev and chaser. It's one pasus. Now it can be two psulim. Rambam, Rashi, Rosh, they learn that two separate psulim. There's a psul of chaser, which is going to be even a psul of chaser, which is going to be even a mashu. And then there's a separate pasus, which is going to be nikev. What's the share of Nikev? That's more than Daf Lamed Vav. Nikev is going to be Nekev Mefulish is going to be Masu, and Shein Mefulish is going to be Isser. The lesson of Rambam was Esser Shenikev Nekev Mefulish is Kol Shul is Pasul. Nekev Mefulish is Kol Shul. Shein Mefulish doesn't go from side to side. And like Isser, yes, it's going to be Pasul. As a puzzle. Now there's a nachadin, chosr koshu puzzle. If it's missing any amount, chosr koshu is going to be puzzle. Any amount gets knocked off is going to be puzzle. How do things come chosr? I got a couple different ways, which we'll discuss in the Hemshech. Things come chosr, could be from, sometimes there are bugs on the esrig, and like they bite into it a little bit. That's one way it could come chosr. Like they, at times could be. It could be chaser from the meicher playing around with it, right? There are black dots, and the meicher doesn't. People don't want to buy things with black dots. We'll discuss like it's a problem. It's not a problem. What's your problem is? So the meicher like takes a little toothpick and like cleans off the asterisk, and sometimes they'll make a smaller hole. The same type of chasers which come from just you have it on a kites, you have a little, thorn going into it as it's growing. Though I've discussed whether it's kosher or possible, because it's very different to find them how the esrog could become how the esrog could become chaser. Yeah, I mean, Rechinina's case of biting into is not so shkiach, but al kapanim, you know, there's a lot of different ways to find out how it could be chaser. So according to the Rambam, Jesus' Rambam is that two b'sar b'sulam, this chaser kosher is something which is missing a masho, any amount which is missing is going to be puzzle. Then there's having a hole. A hole is going to be a neck of mefulish. It's a small hole if it goes through and through without missing anything. It's just pushed in. What does it mean? It's pushed in. You have a hole all the way through and through. Just pushed it in. Everything is there. You're not missing any parts. It just got pushed in. That's going to be Nakama Fulish, and Amy Fulish is going to be Yisr. Zakhtar Ravid, Zushibush, El Nakama Fulish, Bechsar and Mashu. Zakhtar Ravid, that Nakama Fulish needs a Chsar and Mashu. Shayna Fulish, Bechsar and Kisr. Hakamakam Chsar and Bina. The Ravid learns there's only one passless. There's a nekev mefulish, you need two things. So if you have a nekev mefulish and it's a hole all the way through and it's missing, then it's going to be possible. If it's a nekev, which is ke'isser, then it's going to be possible. It has to be missing ke'isser. Because there's a lot of nafkamim between the Rambam and Ravid. Nafkamim number one is say chesaron kosher. According to Rambam, what's halacha? According to the Ravid, there's no such thing. If you have a hole mefulish, not missing anything. According to the Rambam, what's halacha? Possible, Mashengain, according to the Ravid, it's going to be kosher. If you have a whole ke'isser, not missing anything. Because the Latin Afghanis, basically, the Seda Davers are the two separate psulim. It's chaser, apostles, even mashu, that's how the Rambam learns, Rambam Rush, and Nikiv is this whole separate apostles. Or we say that it's considered, or there's only one apostles, is the apostles of a Nekev. A neck of a foolish has to be missing and also a hole through and through in order to go ahead and be passed. How do we pass? Can some chayav brings down esrig? Oh, so stam in terms of the lamda shabbai, so the chayaldim wants to say, what's the lamda shabbai? What's the yisad of machalikas? And this one says the Torah brings down Nikav Kasher Shayam. Yeah. This is if you're a Chasaran Pasul, the two types of Pasul, I mean, the Ladim Pasul that comes out soon. There's one Pasul of the Kichatama. The Kichatama means that you take something, has to be Shalom. There's something called the Kichatama, and something which has to be Shalom. Yeah, there's another psul of Hadar. You know, there's two parts of psul we can have over here. There's a psul that's chesaron in the yofi shabbai. The fact that it's missing is chesaron in the yofi shabbai. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn this is a psul in the kichatama. That's something which is not a davar shalim, and it's going to be a problem. This is tremendous nafkamin. It's very, very important. Kivegas is like this. How closely do you have to go ahead and look at your dalamin when you check them? Huh? So it depends like this. It depends what you're dealing with. If you're dealing with something which is a chesaron in lekichatam, lekichatam means it has to be davar shalom. Davar shalom is something which is bechefza be'etzem, has to be soid, something which is shalom. If it's missing, even though whatever amount is missing, if I see from here, see from here, see from there, it doesn't make a difference. That's to be chesaron lekichatam because something is bechefza not shalom. If you're having something else, the yoifi shabaya creates hadar, so then, it's like the, my bits like a kivega, that's something when you handle the hadar shabai, so then it's the way you look at it in regular normal life. And you don't have to look at it so closely. What's hadar? Hadar is a perception, how you look at it. Does it look nice? It doesn't look nice. So if I hold it from a regular normal distance, it looks nice, it looks okay. So then it's not going to be a problem. I think if you didn't something which is the kichatama, so then being that it's something it's bechefza, something has to be shalom, so therefore you have to look at it very closely to go ahead and figure it out. And also black dots. What's the concern of black dots? So see in the Hemshech, the chesaron of black dots is a chesaron of hadar. It's considered a chesaron in the yoifi of the esrog. Therefore, kapshutei black dots, unless it's nearly nine clearly, nearly nine very, very clearly, it's not going to be a passes because it's a psul hadar. It's not a psul of the kichatama. Remember, when you walk in to buy orange, how closely do you look at it to see whether it looks like it has things on it? Okay, I don't stop it either, but what's not coming out? I'm not sure. Okay, whatever. Don't mention it. But what? Okay, let's say the apple. You're not going to take the peel off. How closely do you look at it to see whether it has something? It has something wrong? Something? It's a simon. You know, if you're handling still harder, it doesn't have to be so close. Yes, we hold it away, use it. It don't have to look so close. Then it's something which you have to look at very closely. Yeah. So the Chayyadim would say that the Kubi is telling the Yishayim. If you hold Chisaron Kosher, like the Rambam, Chisaron Kosher is going to be puzzle. So then, any amount which is missing is mistaver that the Yisrael Pasul is concerned with Kichatama. It's not a Davar Shalom. And therefore, Chesaron Kosher is going to be Pasul. If you're like the Ravid, so the Ravid is saying you have a whole Kisr, you're missing a little less than Isr. If it's not Mefulish, it's going to be Kosher. Elamai Vice Tachoy said that's not concerned in the Choyra in the Kichatama because there's no svar to say that Isser makes something into the share, like in the Kechatam. It's not something which is so mistaver. Not something which is so mistaver. Therefore, it's mistaver to say that as a Kechatam for some reason is not a chesaron in the Kechatam. The passes over here is a passes in Hadar. Therefore, Chazal's Shikladas was a chesaron in Hadar if it has a hole all the way through, small hole, or a big hole, Kisser, that's something which is missing. That's a chesaron in the Hadar Shabbai. But the Kichatam, this is Miswara, there won't be a chilek. Elamai, the Raya Fashtan, and that's Kichatam, for some reason, there would not be considered a passes. The passes is only Dafka and Hadar, and the passes is only Hadar, and that's going to be the Shir Hadar. I mean, the Nafkim is me, being Nafkimina. Nafkim number one is how close you have to look at it. If it's Hadar, you don't have to look at it so closely. Mashiach, if it's going to be a passes of the Kichatam, you have to look at it pretty closely. No Nafkim will see in the Hemshech Mitch Hashem how many days is a passel for. That can't be enough coming of it. That's all of Nagamara. But upon him, he says that's going to come to Ram and Rai, but is it a pasul out Hadar, and therefore it's going to be Dafka, Chesaron Kosher is not going to be a problem. Mashengi, the sheet who holds Chesaron Kosher is going to be a problem, holds that the Seder passes over his episode in the Kichatam, therefore it's going to be a pasul. That'll be a pasul. Chayyim brings down, that's just a neck of a foolish kosher pasul, and a foolish like Yisr Pasul, Mechisa Kosher Pasul. First, Shita brings down Shita Rambam, Chisaron Kosher is Pasul, and a Nekev Mefulish, which is not a Chisaron, is going to be Pasul, and Kisr is also going to be Pasul. Then, Yesh Im Tagam Nekev Mefulish being Chisaron Mashu, he's on the Ravid, that he always the Nekev Mefulish being Chisaron Mashu, Shem Mefulish Chisaron Kisr, but Ein Mefulish, he needs Chisaron Kisr. So he brings down Stam like the Rambam, Yesh Im like the Ravid. So Rama paskins that Shas had chak yish lahakal kesvar achreina lahachsech chesaron shenik isav shenik mafolish. So what does it mean? You have a shas had chak as you bring your esrik to a rav and it comes out. He says that this is something which is has a chesaron, has a little bit of a chesaron. So if it's a shas had chak, you could go in and be makel like the svar achreina that if it doesn't have a hole which is all the way through and through or it's not kesser. Then it's going to be kosher. How vite do we take the shasad chak and even go ahead and make a bracha? So the mishpura says shasad chak even could go ahead and make a bracha. So if I make the shasad chak to go ahead and use it to make a bracha, what does that tell me? Besoid, what does that tell me? What? If it be like Ikar Din, would be mamish be that's possible? So we would say maybe shatzachak, take it. Why not? But you have to do shen. Shatzachak, you could go ahead and make a bracha, and it tells me that it's very stark a shita, very stark a tzad to say that yoitza and there's like satiyah. Which we'll get back in a second. Why I'm being magdish this point. Now what's called shatzachak? So the Shulchan Rabbi says a lashon that you can't get into that swigim. Like there's nothing around. Like in Europe, there's only one esrog in the shtat, and they look at it, and like they notice that it's missing a little bit. So okay, they're gonna go ahead and make a bracha. In our Baruch Hashem society, there are tons of esrogim all around, so it's not gonna be so gemot that we're gonna say that shas adchak. You could go ahead and use it to make a bracha. You get it from a friend, you get it from get a new esrog, and then the kud is not so shkiach that you can have shas adchak. What do you say? Why can't you get Esther?
You're away and you realize right before you're after your Esther is.
You went to Yugoslavia for Yontif without a minion?
What? If you had to do outreach for some other people, they were
the hospital.
What do you say? I hear you. You want to know if you're out and who knows where that's called Shazakai. What do you mean? If there isn't, there isn't, right?
You can fly back.
No, not in the city. No. You don't have around the city. It's not Motzi the Fanacha. Then. Now, what? So in terms of money, it'll be gather is in terms of like how much money makes a difference to you, and how you know if your mom is living in Bedachis. I hear if you have a apartment in Ramat Eshkol, you have money from somewhere, right? If you have a apartment in Yerushalayim, I'll say sorry. If you have a apartment in Yerushalayim, you have money. What do you say? Actually, you have a problem with Yerushalayim, even in Gilo, probably, even nowadays. I don't know. The price is so much, so you can afford to whatever. So you can spend an extra 200 shekel to get yourself Esrog. I would not think Esrog is such a high. But look at that, guys, mom is living with Deuchy and Nias. And buying new Esrog is like, you know. Then in Khanami, you know, he has chicken fiyantiv and he doesn't, you know, then in Khanami, you know. Fine. Now, what's it?
The
what?
Right, it doesn't
allow us to make a rough shasakak.
He says
if you're over there, it doesn't make a shasakak. Right? That's it. It takes a bit of fussle. So we're saying that the Chesaron Kosher, so we're saying that Shasakak, you could go ahead and make a bracha. You can go ahead and make a bracha. So, you know, what does he mean with that? So over there, the pshat is that Yontif Sheni is saying that there you don't even need Shasad Chak. Why not? Because the Gemara is Mavor and Daf Lam Vavamabeis that I've got to mention. This Psoch Chasar, how many days is the apostle for? Is the apostle soul 7 days or the apostle 1 day? Which is something you have to keep in mind all the psulim as you go along. And in Chesach Esrog, is the apostle the first day or the apostle all the days? A lot of psulim only psulim on psul dreis on the first day, The rest of the days are lav dafka going to be pasul, and it happens in the middle of sukkahs, then it's okay. The marlam vav is mavur that the psul chaser is only psul on the first day. That it's only on rishon. On the rest of the days, it's not going to be pasul. Which stated in the gemara one of two things: either state lekicha tam is only the first day, not the rest of the days. If you learn that over here is a din chaser, is din hader, we state that hader is not going to be all 7 days, only going to be the first day. But Akvan Avinu state klar that the rest of sukkahs. The middle of sukkahs, if achbar comes along and eats from your esrig, it got a chasaron. It's not going to be possible. It's going to be kasher. What's with yantar sheni? So the shaila is: there's a need in the rishon. We'll see in the hemshech. Does yantar sheni have a din of yantar rishon? As many guys say, we day and we're machmer. We're darbanon to keep yantar sheni. Do we give it all the chumers of yantar rishon? Therefore, you have to be machmer. And whenever it's possible, yantar rishon is possible yantar sheni. Or yantar sheni is more kal. And you have to make a yantar sheni and treat it as darbanan and as a shayam, it's going to be kosher. So over here, the Ma'amurcha is saying, being that we have shitas arayvud holds, chasar and kosher is going to be kosher. So that's a chak, we'll make it like the arayvud. But see, if a yantar sheni, every shenim hold that yantar sheni has a din of the rest of the days, so that even not pashas al chak, you could go ahead and make a bracha because you have, number one, shitas arayvud. Two, yantar sheni could be like shayam, which is going to be kosher, even going to everybody. Therefore, my Mordechai says, b'chei gamna, on yantar sheni, you're able to go ahead and make a bracha. Now, is it l'chalchila on yantar sheni, not yantar sheni, on the rest of the yantav, which is a clear gemara, says it's kosher, is it l'chalchila to go ahead and use a lul, which is esrog, which is chaser, or maybe it's still a hider, that it should be davar shalom? So the Miri over there says, and so the Rav also, they do say, and Mekuyaka brings it down, that there is definitely a mile in the hider that should be shalom. It's yod for that, like priya it's hader, but you know, it's not a pasul, it definitely is a mile. But we don't know, is it kosher? It's definitely kosher. Do you have to matriya? Well, yeah, as like avil, definitely there would be aspect, but avada, the tirchas shaboy, and you have to borrow from your friend, lavdafka, maybe there is a ksas mile, but avada's not going to be. So give us some second over here. Shah Yamim Chas is kosher. We say maybe it's concerning like Kamaveyu, but about that's kosher. Yantav Sheni, if it doesn't have a Yantav Sheni, was saying that you can remake all like the Ravid Shabbatim and Chalvarchalav. And Yantav Rishon was saying the Iker Hadin was saying that Iker would make like the Rambam, concerning kosher is going to be puzzle. Mashenkein Shasal Chak, which means that there's nothing around or that situation, they're able to go ahead, and make a bracha. Now, the shaila is like this, that one of the main shailas is how close do you have to look at it? And let's say you're not sure whether it's a, if it's a chaser or not. A lot of times it's very not clear, it's hard to tell, you can't tell. And the shaila is something, if you're not sure if it's a chaser, is it going to be kosher, is it going to be pasher? So the Taz, is it sure now? Want to ask them? What time is it? An overtime? What? Okay, let's wrap it up. Okay, the Taz means on Sevkatan Dalid. Gimel, sorry. Hey, sorry. Mashmi yeh suffik b'zem v'asakayim v'zim l'kulo. Let's say you have a suffik in there, whether it's missing or not. So, Zok the Taz, suffik chaser is going to be kosher. Why suffik chaser is going to be kosher? Being that anyhow we have shittas rivals, that even this chaser is going to be kosher. You have a suffik, if it's chaser, Zok the Taz, that b'chei gavet is going to be kosher. Chei pasim v'shabrua, that somebody has a suffik, it's going to be kosher, and you can even go ahead and make a bracha. Now the shaila is, why is suffik chaser going to be kosher? What are we saying over here? It sounds like you have a suffik sveika, right? Suffik, if it's missing or not missing, intim slam is missing, according to Rabbi it's kosher, according to Rambam it's going to be pasta. That's what it sounds like kipshute. The ma'isa, the klal is, the mishmur is saying over you can make a bracha. Now, the klal is, with bracha suffik sveika, you can make a bracha. We always say suffik bracha is alcohol, you don't make brachas based on suffik sveika. And if you have two sveikas, you can't go and make a bracha. Over here, Mishra is saying, Safa chas is kosher, you go and make a bracha. So, in the Shad is, what's the taich? Normally, suck sveika, you can't go and make a bracha. The taich is that the Shad is, like we said before, Shad al chak, you make a bracha. What does that tell you? That the Iker Adin is big, it's bigger like a Ravid. That it's kosher. Elamai Wamachi for the Rambam. Therefore, if you have a suffik, whether it's chaser or not, therefore you could go ahead and be mikel and you go ahead and make a bracha. And that's the reason why you can make a bracha is because being that the ravid is veveish takashita, so therefore Therefore, you're able to. Therefore, if it's a suffix, it's gonna be chaser. Then you're able to go. You're able to go ahead and make a bracha. Now, what's considered a suffix? So, a suffix means somebody. You know what you're looking for. And you know what you're doing. If you have no idea what you're doing, you don't know what you're looking at. Lav dafka. That's considered a suffix. A suffix also is something which you can't be mavar. Something which is a chesaron yedia, like we saw many times. A chesaron yedia is not considered a suffix. A suffix is only something if you have all the facts. You still can't be machriya. People can't be machriya. Then it's considered a suffix. But if it's something which is just tam, somebody else knows, you personally don't know. You don't know anything, right? So you can say, oh, I'm not sure if it's chaser. It's okay. You know, ask me somebody who has some type of knowledge in Indian, then it's considered suffix chaser. If somebody has no knowledge in Indian, then lamaisa, that's not something which would be considered a suffix. That would not be considered a suffix. That would just be a chesaron yedia. Lamaisa, that would not be considered a suffix. Now, how close do you have to look? So kipshutei were being machmir on the tzad that mashu is pasul. Why is it pasul? What's the side of pasus? It's a kichatama. So the kichatama is something which is bechefza. If it's missing, it's a chisaron. Therefore, something you have to look at very closely. If you find a chisaron, then it's going to be pasul, even if you can't see it from far away. But if you find a chisaron, then it's going to be pasul. And the shaila is in terms of. Do you have to look at the magnifying glass on that? Let's say without a glass, that's fine. You look at the glass and you see like, oh, there's missing something. And if you can take something, use a microscope or they can use, I don't know, things which are a bigger thing, magnifying to 4,000 times, you find the mashu of pasulus. Do you say that's a chisaron in l'kichatama and therefore it's a chisaron? Or do you say that no? In as much as Be'enia Brius looks like a davar shalem, that's not considered a shalem. And that's going to be kosher. This is a very great shaila. It's the Gaya Treifus and the Gaya Hilznida. And it's a very great shaila. What's mukubal is that Moshe is a tshuva, but he has to give me a tefillin, right? Tefillin has to be meruba, has to be square. It's the same thing. You sit there looking with. And it looks okay. You have to start measuring him. And so much of me is not the risk of his machmer, mamish, and measure, make maybe a deal with the yoke. Ramesh writes that that's just most of the chassidus of the risk of. So the vada, all hilchos ha-Torah were given to perception by the eldim the way it looks. And once they're measuring, once they're using a magnifying glass, and if it looks beseder, then it's not a problem. Again, if it looks like I have a chesaron, then it's going to be a problem. And the sort of is that you don't have to go ahead and use a magnifying glass, and it's going to be okay. Why is it that some rabbanim use a magnifying glass? It sounds like this: that if you have a suffix, you see, you have some type of suffix, so a magnifying glass can mechuya to tell you what you're seeing. You're not sure what you're seeing. There's a race over here, right? It looks like it's missing something. I can't tell. Is it pushed in or is it missing? So the magnifying glass can mechuya to tell you what I see. That the pshat is just giving me. I'm going to ask something to give me shina at 10:30 if the hour is wrapped up. On the manga class, it would just be machriya that. No? Anyway, we're done in a minute. Manga class is just machriya whether. Manga class is just machriya whether what you saw, and to tell you what you. Is being magala what you saw. But vada, if you can't see any reisa, the only way reisa you see is only through the. If you can't see any race, the only race you see is only through the magnifying glass. That situation is not going to be a problem. Yes, yeah, so I once asked one of the Moira Ra, who was very, very machmer chaser. So I asked him, why is he so machmer? A lot of time he looks at it, he's not sure if it's chaser. My state of Mr. Brewer, it's chaser. Like, you're not sure. If he's not sure, everyone else thinks it's for sure kasher. It's like he's very, very machmer. He's very, very machmer in it. So everyone else will say, it's not kasher. In his world, he's not sure. So, like, what do you mean machmer for? It's Safa Chasa, my sister kasher. He said he thinks that what's he said? Why is Safa Chasa kasher? It's like Sveika with Dekar Din. So he's saying, right, nowadays, there's so many Sveikim around. So, you want to know, if you come to my Yom Tov Rishon, he wants to look at Asur, and is not sure, okay, fine, beseder. But like, before Yontif, to take, you're spending 250 shekel, 300 shekel, I don't know, okay, whatever. Whatever you're spending on your, whatever you're spending on your yatsuk, depends on your neighbor he lives in, I'll come find him. But, so, to get yourself involved in a sex sveika, you know, if you're spending 25 shekel, you have to get here, I'm saying, but like, you know, you're not, right? So you get yourself involved in a sex sveika, when the gates of involved in the sex sveika, the chidim for yontav, he's telling him mechetisa to do such a thing. And that's why he's so machmer out, whatever. I come on, roiv my way around and not so machmer chaser. Why they machmer chaser? Number one, we have the ravid. Number two, sav chaser is kosher. Number three, this is a big discussion, we'll get to more next time. What's called chaser? Anyone have any other segment? Anyone Berlin? No, Berlin. What? On the way. Okay, fine. There are three layers. There's to the asterisk. There's outside layer, which is a very, very thin film. You scrape it off. It's very, very thin. Then there's the green or yellow, depending on what color your asterisk. Then inside is the white. When you open it up, it's going to be white. The shayla is, which chilek of the asterisk is going to be considered chaser in order to be considered pasul? Is it just the outside layer, the glid? Is it the green or yellow, or is it going to be white? So the Mishnah starts seeing Chav Zayin with the Chazan. You see, it's a Mechleikas Rishayna, Mechleikas Achreinim. There's really another aspect in terms of why there's Vish. If you hold like this, any Chaser Shaila is not going. You're not seeing white, right? You have a book of Esther, you can see the white. You're not buying it then. If you see the white, right? If you see that's not happening. And my all the Chaser Shailas are. It's going to be maybe the. What I say? Right. So Shasha has what's Niklaf and what's Chaser? That's Shasha. Nikev? Niklaf, right.
It's only Pula.
Right. So Shasha has which layer is Niklaf?
It obviously
has to be more in, right?
Deeper
in. So the question is Niklaf the outer little thin layer and Chaser is the.
Chaser
Zipper can't be the outer layer. Right. Can't be out of the layer. Is it the. Is Niklaf that outer little thin layer, whatever the thing is, and then Chaser is going to be in the green or the yellow? Or Chaser is all the way in into the white? If it's going to be all the way into the white, then. Is not so much of a, it doesn't happen too often. But chalal, if it's going to be into the green and the yellow, then there's much more malkim. So next time I'm going to start, I'll go through this again quickly because we didn't do it, but then I'm going to get, I think, till Monday. I think I should get to Zion. It's pretty quick, it goes pretty quickly. Dal, hey, Bob. Yeah, and so again, fine.